Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and God bless you all. Welcome to the Gospel Truth Broadcast with Evangelist Mabel Edmonds. And we are so very excited that you chose to spend your Tuesday evening with us. And we are looking forward to having a glorious time in the Lord. So go ahead, grab your Bible, get your pen and your paper. Feel free to pray, to sing, and to praise the Lord with us. And right now we're going to ask if Evangelist Sheila Hameen would lead us in our opening prayer. God bless you, Evangelist Hameen.
Praise the Lord. At this time, let us put our minds on the Lord. Oh, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come to you right now, oh God. We ask for mercy. Oh, Lord, we ask for grace. Oh, God, we ask, God, that you will search our hearts, Lord, and blot out our transgressions. Forgive us, Lord, for our shortcomings. Forgive our sins, oh God, and clean us up, Lord God. Work on us. Make us clean on the inside and on the outside. We call on you tonight, Lord, to stop by here for just a little while, my God. We ask, Lord, that you will bless every listener who is tuned in to this radio broadcast tonight. Lord, lay your hand upon them. Touch, Lord Jesus. Heal and save, my God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, work miracles and work wonders in the lives of the people, that your name may be glorified and ever lifted up among the world. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask you right now to send your word, oh God, and send your anointing. Let your anointing come, my God, and destroy yoke in the name of Jesus. Destroy the yoke of bondage, oh God. Destroy every evil work in the name of Jesus. We know you are able, my God. You have all power in your hand. Lord, we are praying right now that you will send forth your strength, that we may be strengthened and encouraged. Yes, help us, Lord. We want to do your will, but we need you to help us tonight. We need divine intervention, oh God. We need you to work out our situation. We bring all of our problems to you right now. And we lay them down before you, oh God. We know that only you can do it for us, Lord. Only you can work it out. Only you can fix it, Lord Jesus. And we believe you tonight, oh Lord. Have your way, my God. Take full charge. Let your word have free course tonight. Let your word come forth in its fullness and reach every heart. In the name of Jesus, let souls be delivered. Let souls be saved, oh God. We know you're able through this ministry, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, and we ask you to remember those who are on the prayer list, my God. You know every prayer request, Lord. You know every heart desire. And we are asked tonight, Lord, to grant it unto each and every one by one and name by name. And let it be done, Lord, according to your holy will. This broadcast will continue to be a blessing to everyone who's listening. Oh, Lord, even families of the world, in the name of Jesus. Lord, the church family, bless people everywhere, my God. Oh, Lord, you know all things we're going through. You know what we are in need of, Lord. And we're before you tonight. We're coming to you. We need you to strengthen our faith, to believe you as the scriptures. Lord, take away all doubt. Take it away, Lord. Take away belief, Lord. Help to believe you even the most bold to be love unto us. And remember the families tonight, Lord. Comfort and console, Jesus. Give them the they need to go through difficult times. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we believe it and we get it done. And we bless your holy name, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord, we you, Lord, and we magnify you.
We lift you, Lord. You're worthy
of
all
things. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for healing us, Lord. We thank you for being by to speak about it. Thank you for your holiness and the tears.
1. You may also listen online at blogtalkradio.com/graceradio5, and 5 is FIVE. We also want to acknowledge Pastor Sheila Hameen, who hosts the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show with co-host Evangelist Mabel Edmond on Friday evenings at 7 o'clock p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 3:30 p.m. You may listen by dialing 319-527-6763, or you may listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/mykingservice/title1:1. This is the Gospel Truth Prayer Mission for Sunday afternoon service at 12 o'clock p.m. and 6 o'clock p.m. prayer on Wednesdays. You can go to 18 East Center Street, and that is in Woodbury, New Jersey. The zip code is 08096. We want to continue to pray for the souls that are on our prayer list. On our general prayer list, we want to keep Mary Anderson in prayer, Kenneth Crockett, Sister Maria McBride, Steve Allen Sr., Charles Morris, Titus Edmonds Sr., Rosetta Lee, Bruce Williams, Racine Parker, Larry Benson, Jonathan West, the Breeze Darius family, the Breeze Holmes family, Dee Dee Johansson, Henry and Mary Edmond. And on our youth prayer list, we want to keep India West in our prayers. We want to continue to pray for Lyric and Essence Darius, for Tiffany Ray, India McBride, Stephen and Terrell Allen, David Hameen, and all those that are currently requesting prayer at this time. And those are all of the announcements that I have. And we're going to ask if our own evangelist, Cynthia Edmond, would favor us with us, or let bless you, evangelist Cynthia.
Lord, thank God for the opportunity. Thank God for all that he is. Thank God for the blessing that he bestowed upon us on my. I tell you, God has been blessing and moving by his spirit, and I'm glad about it on tonight. And I thank God for the word that came on Sunday night. Amen. If you should ask anything in my name, Jesus, I will. Amen. All we have to do is believe, and I begin the word of God in. And I begin to cast it on to Jesus, and he begins to deliver. And I'm looking for him to do greater works. I just thank God for all things. I'm going to sing a portion of this song. Oh, yes, Jesus loves me. This one thing I know. Oh, yes, Jesus loves me, for the Bible tells me so. Oh, yes, Jesus loves me. This one thing I know. Oh, yes, Jesus, because the Bible tells me so. Jesus loves me, I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong. Oh, yes, Jesus loves me. This one thing I know. Oh, yes, Jesus loves the Bible. Tells me so.
Amen. Lord, praise the Lord. Jesus loves me. Oh, Jesus loves me. Amen. The Bible tells us, so thank God for that beautiful selection coming through Evangelist Cynthia. And just thank God for the old scripture that was read. And thank the Lord just for another opportunity to be on the steps tonight, the Gospel Truth Cast. And I could say, God, as you broadcast, reach many souls. Amen. Let's be encouraged. And let's look to the Lord, let's depend on him, as that was read, the very beautiful scripture. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I have a truth that will give thanks to he will mercy toward us, mercy in forever. And I'm thankful for what God has done. So let us courage and continue to the Lord. Like people, they were in trouble, and then they cry out and call the Lord. But God being so merciful, he will deliver you. Amen. Don't let it always cry out to him when you're in trouble. Just come to him at night and let him. So let us put out on the Lord and prepare now for the God. And without further, I will introduce to you our speaker tonight in the person of Evangelist Maybelle Edmondson, and prepare us to come forth and bring forth the word. Let us pray for her and along with her as she brings the word of God. God bless you, Evangelist Maybelle.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for this broadcast. Thank the Lord for being on again on this Tuesday night. Let us pray. We know that Satan is a liar. He's trying to disturb everything, but he's still a liar. No matter which way he comes, he is a liar. The blood of Jesus is against him. Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus, and we bind the works of the devil. We pray that you cast him out, that you bless us today. Sing your word, that you will touch and take control, that you will touch a soul tonight. Help somebody to believe you and take you at your word. We pray that you will save to the uttermost, heal, forgive, and deliver. And we will give thy name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank the Lord for every one of you that is on this broadcast. Thank the Lord for what he is doing. Let's go to the word of God. We want to go to the book of Isaiah, the 54th chapter, and verse 14. In righteousness shalt thou be established. Thou shalt be far from oppression, for thou shalt not fear, and from terror, for it shall not come near thee. Behold, they shall surely gather together, but not by me. Whosoever shall gather together against thee for thy sake. Behold, I have created the smith that bloweth the coals in the fire, and that bringeth forth an instrument for his work. And I have created the waster to destroy. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. And every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. The Lord, my title tonight, God is our deliverer. And my theme, no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. No weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. It's not going to prosper. There are many weapons out there that the devil uses to try to destroy the people of God. He comes in many different avenues to make us take down and give up, or to make us to even doubt our very faith and salvation in the Lord. But no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. It's not going to prosper because the Lord is on our side. God is with his people. And the Bible lets us know we do not have to fear. The Bible tells us to fear not, for I am with thee. And we know of a surety, every born-again believer in Christ know for surety that God is with us. Glory to God. When Jesus comes in and he takes out sin, Christ lives in, within, you know, you don't have to be afraid. You don't have to fear what Satan or anybody or however he comes. You don't have to worry. Glory to God. I believe Jeremiah was a prophet. God called him when he was in his mother's womb, tried, worked the work, and called him into the ministry. And the word of God said to him, the word of the Lord came in the days of Josiah, the son of Amon, king of Judah, in the 13th year of his reign. Glory to God. The word, I'm going to skip on down to verse 5. And the word of God says, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee. And I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. Then said I, ah, Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a child. But the Lord said unto me, say not, I am a child, for thou shalt go to all that I shall send thee, and whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak. Be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee to deliver thee, saith the Lord. And God is with his people to deliver them, no matter what type of weapon. There are many weapons of warfare out there. The devil will use his tongue as a weapon against the people of God.
Amen.
How they use it against Jesus. Glory to God. They had two liars come up and say, I heard him say, destroy this temple. 3 days, I'll raise it up. You see, they were carnal minded. They didn't even know what Jesus was speaking of. When he said, destroy this temple and I'll raise it up, he wasn't talking about this temple that was built by man's hands, the bricks and mortar. He wasn't talking about that building. They were looking at this building as, oh, this beautiful building. It took so many years to build this. And you mean to tell me he's going to tear this down, destroy this building, and then build it back up in 3 days? That's what a carnal mind will do for you. Don't have no understanding of what the Lord is even saying. But Jesus was talking about his temple. Our body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. Destroys this temple. And he said, I'll raise it up in 3 days. And when they crucified Jesus and laid him in the tomb, glory to God, the Lord raised him up with his power. He got up out of that grave, out of that tomb, and he arose and ascended back to his Father. That's what Jesus was talking about. The word of God is telling us that no weapon that is formed against us, I don't care if you use your tongue, I don't care if you use words, I don't care if you use your fist, I don't care which way you come, is not going to prosper. Destroy this body, kill this body. To be absent from the Lord, from this body, is to be present with the Lord. Glory to God. So you cannot destroy us. You may think you're destroying us, but you cannot destroy the people of God because their souls belong to the Lord when they're in Christ. If they should be killed, they will be home with the Lord. Glory to God. They won't have to stay down here with devils and demons. But no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. It's not going to prosper. And every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn. In judgment, when it's time to stand before the Lord, you're going to be condemned because you lie and you try to destroy the people of God with your tongue. It's not going to stand. I just thank God for his word because his word lets us know that God will deliver. We have so many examples in the Bible where God delivered. I believe Paul was on the ship and he went shipwreck and they began to discard some of the things that was on the ship. And the devil thought that he was going to jump overboard or leave the ship. But he didn't leave the ship, and he told them that were on their witness, except ye abide in the ship. In other words, if they didn't stay in that ship, they wouldn't be saved. But God delivered them, and the ship came ashore, and they were able to get out and walk on dry ground. Glory to God. I thought about Daniel, and I thought about the Hebrew children, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. God delivered them. Daniel was in the lion's den, and God delivered him out of there. I say, God is a deliverer. He is our deliverer. I don't care what we are going through, what we are facing. Any enemy that rises up against us to try to overthrow us, God is with us, and he has proven himself time after time. The Lord God, he made a way for the children of Israel. They was able to come out on dry land. Glory to God, the Lord made a way for them in the wilderness. He delivered them from under the hard taskmaster. And I don't care what Satan tried to do. He might put a task on you, but you can still be delivered. God can still take you through that you don't have to be overcome by the devil. And I just thank God because he made a way for us. The devil rose up against us. But God, he fixed it. Glory to God. You know something? Sometimes when you do something wrong, God, he'll let you be condemned. He'll let you be condemned. And then you have to think about that thing and turn around and change your mind. God can change your mind. I say that devil works in all kinds of ways to try to destroy you, your salvation, your faith in the Lord, try to make you doubt God, try to make you give up, even through some of the most vehement tests and trials. But we don't have to give up because God is a deliverer. And I don't care how he comes, that shield of faith, the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, and keep our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, God will take us through. We don't have to be afraid of the enemy. We don't have to be afraid of his fiery darts that he sends our way, because he's never going to stop. He's going to continue to rise up against us until God puts a stop to it. But we don't have to fight our own battle because the Lord will fight for us. He is our deliverer. And that's why we take him at his word. You heard the testimony that came from Bandit Cynthia, how the Lord moved. And he worked that thing out. I tell you, God, he's an on-time God. He may not come when we want him, but he is surely on time when we need him. And I thank the Lord for what he has done. I thank the Lord for how he has brought us out and gave us over Satan and the works of the devil. Let us keep looking to the Lord and keep trusting in the word of God, because God's word will not fail, will not lie. It will stand forever, regardless of what Satan or the devil or who he comes through. Doesn't matter. God's word remains the same. We just have to maintain our steadfastness and stay in the word of God. Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for the word of God on tonight. Short, but I thank the Lord. That's enough to let you know that God is our deliverer and that no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. Let us pray. There may be somebody out there, I tell you, you may be going through something. You may be experiencing some of the same things that some of us have experienced. God is able to deliver you, and he's able to fill you with the Holy Ghost. If you don't know him, he's able. He's a deliverer. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come before your presence. We thank you for your word on tonight, because no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. We thank you because we know you are a way maker. We thank you because you're a door opener. We thank you for how many times you made a way for us, oh Lord. When Satan thought he had us, you stepped right in and made a way for us. We thank you for what you have done. We thank you for how you continue to bless us and continue to take us through. We thank you for what you're doing. We pray that you continue to bless us and cause your face to shine upon us. Look upon the souls of men, those who are on the broadcast. We pray that you continue to touch and bless. We pray that you will save, heal, and forgive. And all the souls that was listed on the prayer list, we pray that you grant every petition. You know just what to do. You know how to fix it. You know what they have need of. We pray that you work a miracle in their lives. Save and heal. Forgive sins, oh Lord. Blot out of the transgression. Have mercy tonight, oh Lord. We know thou
but for not to lead to our own understanding. But we need you to direct our path and show us the way that you would have us to go. Help us to give thy name the praise. Help us to lift you up, O Lord. Help us to take a firm stand on the word of God. Help us not to take down, but help us, O Lord, and help us not to draw down. But help us to preach your word and speak the word that you put in our mouths. Help us, O Lord. Help us not to be afraid of the devil. But help us to take faith like flint. Help us, Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, help us to go through. Help us to do your will. Help us, O Lord. We are seeking to please you and not ourselves. Let our will perish. Help us today, O Lord. We pray that you look on this broadcast, that you will continue to bless this broadcast and every member that is on this broadcast. Touch in a special way, save to the uttermost. And we thank you for what you've already done and for how you continue to make a way for us. We thank you, O Lord, for continuing to give us the victory. We thank you, O Lord, that you've been good and merciful unto us. We don't deserve your mercy. Oh, my God, you have not dealt with us as our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquity. But we pray, Lord, that you continue to have mercy on us, continue to help us to stand and to go through, to endure to the end. Look on those who are weak, O Lord. We pray that you encourage their hearts and strengthen them, help them to press their way. Look on those souls, O Lord, that are going through afflictions in their bodies. We pray that you have mercy today, O Lord. Please, Lord, we know you're a miracle worker, and we know thou art a healer. Heal them, O Lord. Deliver them, O Lord, and help them to give their life to you before it's too late, O Lord. Help them to get in a hurry for their souls. Help us to continue in prayer. We thank you for this prayer. We thank you for all that you've done. Pray that you continue to go with us and stand by us, and we will give thy name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Praise God for that beautiful and inspiring coming through event. And topic was God is our deliverer. And weapon that is formed us shall, and no matter how the enemy tried, he stopped this broadcast tonight at the victory, that weapon overthrown. The word of God, even through the enemy, didn't be clear. The word of God came through, and we have the name of the Lord. I just want to encourage to take the word of God. God has blessed us. God has done great things. This was a that the Lord made through us, the people of God. And God, being our deliverer, he will be there.
Yes, he will.
He will be there to keep us. No matter what we did, no matter what or who rise up and try to discredit us and put us down, run our
names in
the mud. And, you know, people, like she said, use their mouth or as a weapon or their tongue. They use that to bring people down, and it's terrible. It's terrible. The Bible tells us about that little member. The tongue, that little member can cause a whole lot of problems. A whole lot of trouble, you know, but we thank God that no weapon that's formed against us shall prosper.
Amen.
And I take God at his word. So I'm encouraging you to take God at his word. The enemy doesn't like it, and he's going to keep it against us. Know that the Lord sent us the victory. Let us be encouraged in looking to the Lord. And this may continue to preach the word. and allow them to use you and speak through you even the more. At this time, we're going to give way for the evangelist who on the broadcast to go forth and give a soldier. God bless.
I thank God for the word of God coming to evangelist Maybell and deliver us, and no weapon that is formed against prosper. And we have to know, and what you said, we don't have fear as long as God is with us. And all kinds of weapons, they're against us. The tribulations, people wishing evil upon us, throwing us, ruin our names. Word of God says that some of them will prosper. Even if those tongues rise to judge us, you're going to continue. So I think I thought I would encourage I am good and to challenge the God for preaching the word of God.
Amen. Any other on the line? Bit more? If not, we thank God marks that we've given and that we're going to return the finger of the cross back into the evangelist. God bless.
Praise the Lord. I apologize for the for this broadcast. Things seem to be out of order here. All kinds of noises coming, background noises and everything coming through. But thank God the word went out anyway. Thank God for this broadcast.
Amen.
We want to encourage those of you that listened in on tonight. We want to encourage you to continue to tune into this broadcast. And we want you to know we are praying for you. And we thank some of you, those of you who continue to tune into this broadcast faithfully. We thank God for you and for your faithfulness. And we truly appreciate you backing this broadcast and assisting us in any way that we request. I thank the Lord for that. May the Lord ever bless you. And if that's all, at this time, this brings the broadcast to a close. And Lord's will, we look forward to being back on Sunday, and hopefully it's a better background Sunday, Lord's will.